Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
My goodness, I am so excited again. We say this, we so mean it, that we're together. This is a community going on. And
it's a tribe. It's a tribe.
I remember it was a conversation that began years ago when the Lord laid on my heart and literally slid what people normally talk behind aside, drug a chair up. And it's been we've been having this conversation since then. It's been years.
A long time.
And we're so excited that we're all a part of the conversation here, you know, within the VFN KB, the VFN TV network as
we
well.
We love your comments, calls, your emails, and your written letters. And we just love being able to share this platform with you guys because it's powerful.
You know, and this is what's it's very rare to get something in handwriting anymore. And just years back, it was said, for every letter that you receive written by hand, that represents thousands and thousands of people. Because a lot of people felt they like it. It's like, they go, that was nice. We'd love to hear that.
You know,
great things. And also, you know, things that we can do better, whatever we'd like to hear that, just write to Pat Hamilton at VFNKB.com.
And really share with us, you know, what's happening with you guys as well, because we're very interested.
Yeah, we definitely are, because our Father is watching us and what's going on. He says, you know, we were to pray that we would come together, right? Our Father.
That's right.
Which means all of us moving together in unity. His will be done. We're all trying to walk in His will.
But listen, as one, right?
As one. And so listen to this. If you were born between 1946 and 1964, that's 1946 and 1964, we have an awesome word for you. The Lord gave to Jeremiah Johnson. And you're identified as the baby boomers. And I'm filling you right here. Well, you were like the X or something?
X,
or the Y
I guess.
Chromosome? What was
X. Generation X.
I was wondering what an X was. So anyway, so listen, so the baby boomers, I mean, God's got an awesome word for you and for us. And I want you to hear, it's going to be so encouraging. As a matter of fact, John, let's just read to us this prophetic word given from the Lord to Jeremiah Johnson.
2018, here come the baby boomers.
Here we come.
Here we come. God showed me that there are many men and women in the body of Christ right now between 1946 and 1964 that have been overlooked. In 2018, God is going to begin to promote and grant favor to men and women in the body of Christ who have been overlooked and reward them for their faithfulness and courage, even when they have suffered disappointment and rejection on many occasions. I heard God say, great wisdom is missing in my body. I said, where is it, Lord? He said, it's with the baby boomers who have been overlooked, but now they will be revealed, carrying great wisdom to my body for such a time as this.
Awesome.
If you were born between 1946 through 1964, God says, this is
your year.
Do not continue to feel sorry for yourself or believe that I have left you on the sidelines. I say to you, this year, it is time to get off the bench and get in the game. The young generations are in great need of the wisdom you carry. Wisdom that has come at times from your own failures and mistakes. Nonetheless, you have much to offer. And if you're willing and available, I will cause a vibrancy and fresh wind of my spirit to come upon you and enable you to fulfill my will in and around you, says God. Some of you have even had some measures of success in your younger years, but have fallen prey to discouragement over the last 10 years. I will strengthen you, says your God. I will cause you to rise to the occasion and fulfill the assignments I am about to release to you this year. Be encouraged and of good cheer. I will fight for you and win your heart over to me like never before. This is your year, says God. Books are still yet to be written. Young people are still yet to be led. projects must be completed. Some of you will even marry. You will not be defined by your divorce. Do not become discouraged. I am with you and I am for you, says the Lord.
This is so awesome, isn't it?
Wow.
Well, that is a word to you. Those that are the baby boomers, which are born between 1946
and 1964.
And it's true. I mean, you have so much wisdom, even from your mistakes. So many people think, I have nothing to offer because I've made so many mistakes.
And it's
did you read Songs of Solomon? I mean, the wisdom from him was he's done everything under the sun, and he realizes the only thing that matters is God. Well, so many people take the wrong path, you know, and all you got to do, I remember in a Promise Keepers conference years ago, this father was on the stage, and his son was blindfolded, and they had a bear trap, that big, huge bear trap that's going to, you know, take your leg off. And the son was blindfolded, and he said, "Son, come to me," right? And the son started walking slowly, he didn't have any tennis shoes on. And he said to his son, because he was blindfolded, he's about to step on that trap, he said, "Stop." And then he goes to his son, and he, while he's blindfolded, and helps him around that trap. That's what you do.
Wow. Well,
you know, instead of looking at people who aren't a baby boomer, who are not yet that old, and you're going like, why are you keep making the same stupid mistake? Could it be because we don't have leadership or they don't have leadership? And it really is. You know, how important is, you know, having leadership?
Oh, it's extremely important. You know, we often say that it's better to borrow the experience than to buy the experience. If you don't have leadership, you're not going to be able to, you know, learn and go farther than the previous generation.
Talk about your own personal experience.
Well, my experience, my goodness, listen, I didn't have leadership in my life. It wasn't through a series of years, and I made a lot of mistakes, especially in college. I'm grateful for the blood of Jesus. But when I had leadership come into my life, I think about our relationship.
Well, I remember we were in a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And you invited me to get something to eat years ago.
Shoney's.
Shoney's restaurant. And I thought we were just going to sit down and eat.
No, I had a list. See, I realized that.
No. You had a 20-mile long list.
Well, listen, okay. I knew what I needed. See, I had made a lot of mistakes. I hit a lot of potholes in my life. And as a young man in my early 20s.
You were 23 at that time, 21.
22, 23. I said, listen, I need to find someone in my life that can speak, you know, into my life. And we always said you need a Paul in your life, someone who can share wisdom, life experiences, and somebody that you want to model, as well as you need a Barnabas in your life. That's someone in the Word of God.
That encourages you.
That encourages you. Mm-hmm. And you need a Timothy, a spiritual son, a spiritual daughter that you can speak into their life.
Right.
You should always be looking for those key relationships. So I had a long list.
It went all the way to the floor.
Oh, it went to the floor, out the door. But I am happy.
Right.
I am happy to say that you know, he signed off. Off on it.
I didn't know what I was signing off on. I just wanted like a waffle or something.
Well, hey, listen, 19, 20 years later, we're still here, man.
We definitely are.
A lot of wisdom.
But you think about it, though. You know, this word had not yet been spoken, but yet you're looking at a baby boomer speaking into the life of a Generation X.
Absolutely.
And you were brave enough, and you have to be bold enough. Just get in the face of a baby boomer and say, listen, you humble yourself, listen, says, I understand, you know, you've lived your life. I haven't lived that yet. And this is the thing people think. They think that because they have knowledge. And what Google is knowledge, but it's not wisdom.
Mm.
What you have is a baby boomer or somebody that's lived life. You go, listen, don't touch it. That's hot.
That's right.
You know, I know it's looking this way. This is the way it's going to go. You know, I've been around several elections. Listen, this thing's going to go up. This thing's going to go down. And you can share that kind of experience. And understand this, that you got to really be invested in their life, that you want them to do well.
That's right.
And they got to know that. Once they know that, I mean, they're looking. That's why Starbucks is designed like a family environment, because the corporation's figured out what the church has to figure out. They want to sit at your table. They want to spend life with you.
Absolutely.
They want to see how you go through struggles and how you handle difficulty. And you can do that. We're going to go to a break. But I want to ask you this question right now. Are you looking for, are you not a baby boomer? You're younger than a baby boomer. You're born after 1946 to 1964. And have you been looking for someone to speak in your life? Let us know. Write to us. You know, post it in the community, because there's so many baby boomers right now. You're seeing God's activating them, and they just needed to know that you needed them.
Yeah.
That's all they needed. Listen, they have wisdom. They have houses. You know, they have dinner tables. They have stuff in their refrigerator. And I think when we met, you had like a McDonald's bag in your refrigerator.
Pizza, McDonald's and
but
pizza.
The most exciting thing was the Lazy Boy chair he found that had duct tape on it. It's a long way. But now he has house, he has
How
a beautiful
that?
Family.
Yes, I
he
do.
He has a son that's had a birthday at 16.
That's right.
He has another son about to be 18.
Yes.
And a daughter who's now eight.
Eight.
But that was years
another
ago.
Daughter, yes.
There was just a twinkle in your eye, and they had the older daughter, Crystal Lynn. And it's just all these years later, but it's living life together.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it would be like without having John in my life, and I don't know how he thinks about me.
Oh, man, come on. It's inseparable, which is an amazing thing. And that's the joy that you have when you're able to speak into someone's life and share from your experiences, your failures, and your success. There's a bond that happens. There's an appreciation and a gratefulness that really endures for years.
It's the beautiful. Reward of life. Jesus came and walked and gave us the example. He walked with 12 and spent day in and day out with those 12. And that's when you get rewards. We got to go to break. But just comment below, write to us, you know, email us. We'd love to hear about what is your desire in your heart. Are you ready to begin to walk with the X and the Y and the Z generation as a baby boomer? And if you are not a baby boomer and you're younger, post it up. Let them see you going, I want somebody
That's
in my
right.
life.
That's right. Go after it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.